Case Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University here on this Wednesday morning. We're just chugging along here. This month of February is going to be in the books pretty quick. February 25th on this Wednesday morning, 2026. Very first time checking out this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to do so. This will be first thing that comes out postcast of K-State baseball. And moving forward, there's games going on. Now, obviously, I'm going to start working on other projects. Well, mainly football, because obviously with a new staff, everything else like that. In return of course, your new football head coach, Colin Klein. I'm going to be working on some other stuff. Projects or try to here because, well, my schedule is going to be might be limited here. I clearly have to make trip here in a couple weeks. So yeah, moving forward, if there's like any games going on the previous night, previous evening, those will be first priority. So I know. We're going to get the post. I already recorded the postcast of the women's basketball game from Monday night. The blowout loss at Baylor, which that'll come out tonight during the men's game. Men, by the way, playing Colorado tonight after they got destroyed against Texas Tech. 13th-ranked Texas Tech at that time. So, yeah, so catching a theme going on. But this was not a blowout last night in Lafayette, Louisiana, where pitching was key. Pitching duel. Louisiana Lafayette knocks off K-State 1-0 last night there as a home run. By the way, what's the difference of this game there as Louisiana with three pitchers shuts down the Wildcats' potent offense. And we mean, look, the K-State offense. And we have seen now just finding out like 15 minutes ago before hopping on the show, Louisiana, both these teams pretty good out the gate in 2026 so far. And we've seen these type of games with K-State where, oh yeah, the offense is right in rain, but every now and then they get shut down by some lousy team. But in this case, look, all right, I'm not saying Louisiana is lousy because their record proves that otherwise, but They Case has been shut out by bad teams in the past there, and they're shut down by a good Louisiana Lafayette team last night. There, three pitchers there combined for that shutout there, and for the first time, obviously, in 2026, K-State has been shut out. They were shut out last year. By like 8-9 different pitchers. We have seen the highs, the ups of this offense. And then the really lows. But yeah, this was a tremendous pitching game last night down there. But K-State is on the wrong side of this one. First of two games. Again, game two. So again, tonight, game two tonight in Lafayette as K-State will avoid the sweep. the midweek sweep of Louisiana. We'll see how that unfolds. And then, of course, by the time the men's game basketball game starts, that should be 2/3, maybe close to being done. So we'll see about that. But staying on with this game, Pete Hughes last night hearing a press release saying, quote, both teams pitch well and both teams play very good defense. And then he goes on, a big hit or a big error usually decides these games. And today Louisiana got the big hit. Tanner Duke settled in and deserved a better outcome. Oh, throwing the offense under the bus. Oh, head coach Pete Hughes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so let me see here. Yeah, so Tanner Duke. Yeah, let's check out the box score here for a minute here on this podcast. Because, yeah, the K-State offense, nothing to write about here. Yeah, an early home run was the deciding factor of this game. So the only run in this game came in the bottom of the third inning with that home run. And then K-State couldn't muster anything. Could not muster anything there. And, of course, you got to go back to last weekend in Arlington during that M&T Bank College Baseball Classic or series. Same damn thing. But They're manhandled by good pitching. So by ninth ranked Auburn. So in their offense, they show up then. They gave up K-State pitching, gave up 5 runs in that game. So here lately, K-State early in the season. Yes, I know it's 8. We're already 8 games in. It seems like it's we just started the season like last week. Now again, we weren't on last week. but yeah, should that be a concern moving forward? You know, you need to get good pitching. Obviously, you need good pitching to win baseball games. Offense, cause baseball driven on offense. But here and there, I even said it on the Auburn postcast that hey. Every now and then you run into a buzzsaw on the pitching staff. Somebody on that pitching staff is going to be really, really good and have Major League Baseball talent. K-State now, look at the last 2 to 4 games. I know they've been off to a great start. That was kind of washed away by this unable to get even a run across the board. Error shut. K-State was held on 3 hits in this game. That's it. So was Louisiana, for that matter. But the difference in the game was a... run early in the bottom of the third inning. K-State had plenty of chances, plenty of time to get that run, one run. Couldn't do it. Could not do it there. The only cast that got a hit, Grant Gallagher, D. Kennedy. D. Kennedy was 1 for 3. Carlos Vasquez continues his hot start after just raking down Arlington last weekend. So we have that going on. But K-State had 3 hits in this game there. Yeah, at K-State, they only use 2 pitchers in this game. So, again, I credit Pete Hughes in the past. We use plenty of pitchers, which unnecessary. But so far, so good. So far, so good of a Coach Hughes here. You know, at Tanner Duke going past 6 innings, 6 1/3 innings, 3 hits. Give all the hits. Give that elusive 1 run a walk. And he struck out 5 Raging Cajuns. Robert Fortenberry finished off the rest of it. 1 2/3. For the Cats last night. Yeah, Sawyer Pruitt, a solid 6 innings pitch. He was the winning pitcher of this game. Got the decision, 3 hits. Walked 3, but struck out 9 Wildcats here. Hayden Pearson and Garrett Carter capped off the pitching for the Raging Cajuns at the shutout K-State 1-0 last night. And now K-State now will try to avoid a sweep later on this evening down there in Lafayette, Louisiana. Pro Project Podcast, Postcast, Eddie Greer here for this edition of this podcast. Yeah, so moving forward, yeah. If there are any games going on, now again, I got to still talk track here. That's probably going to come probably after work today. So I'm going to I will sit down, record that. So that's on the docket today as well. And that should get us caught up because we already recorded tennis already. Those games, yeah, the only thing that's left is the Steve Miller Invitational, which now the men's and women, the ranked men's and women's track and field teams now settling, getting ready for the postseason there as well. So I'll talk about that after I get home from work today. And, yeah, those will be caught up there as well. So, again, reminder, I know I'm talking about this in the middle of the loss at Louisiana, game 1. But moving forward, there are any games on the schedule on the next day. Yeah, like I've always said, you're going to get news like Dwayne Jones yesterday, or it happened over the weekends, but you get that. Also, you get postcasts after every K-State athletic event. So that's the driving force of this podcast. Yeah, we'll still talk news, breaking news as well. But so moving forward, we'll do that. And of course, be out and look out for the postcast of the women's basketball loss tonight. That will come out as well. So we're coming at you. Hey, we're a daily podcast, so there's that. But anyways, more to wrap up on that as we wrap up this podcast there as well. Let me see here. Yeah, Tanner Duke. Going back to him. Tanner Duke, I think last year for him, yeah, he's kind of been a forgotten commodity. I don't think I even mentioned him yet. Because part of the reason, because we ain't been on since last week. And they were getting in K-State baseball. They keep moving on. We are going to keep moving on as well. There as well. Let me see. Yeah, Tanner Duke. He pitched a career high. So recently it was Dante Lewis, part of the pitching rotation. And he's also the center fielder. With K-State, got a career-high innings pitched in the M&T Bank Series, and now you get this here. So, K-State really has been getting solid pitching, but their offense needs to get caught up a little bit here, at least in these two games. Because, yeah, Auburn, you know, you had your opportunities there, couldn't cash in, and you had plenty of time to at least get one run across the board. You didn't do that last night in this loss there as well. Yeah, at K-State, yeah, this was from the post-game notes as well. K-State had out of, and this is interesting here, after the first inning, K-State had a runner on base after the first inning. So you're telling me the second inning, all the way through, you had a man on base. You can't get anything going. So, baseball's a funny thing. Hey, I just said at the top of the spot, last year, we lost to a team that threw pretty much the whole entire bullpen at K-State and shut them down. So, you're going to get, so, and that was, yeah, that was embarrassing there as well. Other notes here. Real quick before we wrap this up, this pitching duo there, let me see here, Kendrick, on base streak goes to four, and I also mentioned Carlos Vasquez earlier in this episode. Carlos Vasquez was raking down in Arlington, and he got that one of the three hits last night, and now going back to that series, he's now 6/12. In the last three games. So Vasquez has a hot bat right now. D. Kennedy's still, even though with that 1-for-3, still off to a streaking start there as well. Robbie Bolin, after last night, he has a streak now, being on base now for 8 consecutive games. The leadoff hitter for this team. And K-State could not stir anything up there in this loss. So tonight, game two. And we'll see if they can split this midweek series here. Leave Lafayette with a split here and avoid a sweep of Louisiana tonight. So, opportunity. Hey, it's this funny thing about it is you get another opportunity with baseball. You play a lot of games. And so, you have plenty of times, if you have one of these games, to bounce back. And K-State will look to do just that here later on this evening down there as they look to split against Louisiana tonight after being shut out 1-0. Pro Advisor Podcast, all this K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found. We are a daily podcast. Yes, sir. Come at you every day. The Wildcat bus does not shut down after Friday. Nope. We continue the things moving. There's plenty of things going on right now. Football is going, having their strength and conditioning period right now. Women's basketball is going to be wrapping up. Regular season anyways, tonight, or not tonight, over this weekend, men's basketball, thank goodness, is coming to a close. There's a couple more games left on that end, and so much more. You want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast. Sometimes it'll come at you twice a day, like we will be tonight. Every once in a blue moon, maybe three episodes. Who knows? But yeah, so definitely, you want to make sure you're tapped back in your hub for K-State Sports and Pro Bunch of Podcasts. All things K-State sports, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Louisiana, 1. K-State, nothing. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with Cats.